Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics Emotional Eating Podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
This is your dynamic duo. coming at you again with a new topic. Now, this kind of follows our one from last week, if you listened, about diet culture, but kind of dives deeper. And so Jen will tell you what we're talking about. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about distraction.
Ooh.
So I wanted to ask Emily, not to put you on the spot, but
yeah,
when talking about this, is it how it relates to diet culture? Is it kind of like diet culture can be a distraction from our real priorities or values in life?
Ooh, that's kind of deep. I think so. I mean, that's something that definitely crossed my mind is, definitely, as I was thinking about my own distractions that get me in my life, and one is the media. And so when you are constantly looking at media, I do believe it does get ingrained in our mind. So I could definitely relate to that. What about you?
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think there's so much going on in the world around us, and social media just kind of amplifies that, right? But
yeah,
it is like we can look to everybody else and everything else for everything, but like, you know, almost for direction or for how we should be, or if that makes sense. I mean, there's so many different things I could say, but then by doing that, we're not actually staying grounded and focused on our own priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that for myself, my goal is to live my best life right now, like stay in the present moment, like be where my feet are at. And so that's kind of why this topic is important to me. And what I realize is that for people that have struggled with emotional eating, the reality is that feeling unfocused can feel really frustrating. And so, I don't know about you listeners, but I know for myself, it's a constant work to be mindful and stay in the present moment. And so we wanted to talk about it a little bit and then give you some tips or ideas of what can help with this. And that way there's less tendency for us to use use food as a way to cope with our emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's see here.
You have...
So, what was it? I was going to say, because I think that... Yeah, you covered the good explanation of it, so that was good. So now, I want the listeners to think, just take a second, sit wherever you are. You might be in your car, you might be on a walk, whatever. Or you might just be sitting, doing whatever, listening to this as background. That's cool too. So think about what gets you the most distracted. You might already know what that is, but if not, just think about it. Jen, do you have an area where you tend to get hung up or distracted in?
Well, as you said that, I was realizing or thinking about the thing that's actually been on my mind a lot lately, or come to me a lot lately, is I realized that literally I tried to do way too many things at the same time.
Like, yeah,
not actually totally. Do them, but that's what can get me, is that I am headed off to do whatever it is, and then I remember, oh yeah, and then this with the kids, or oh yeah, and then I need to do this, and then because of all these things that are piling up in my head, I can feel really discombobulated by the end of the day if I have a day that's like that more. And what I realize, so why we're talking about these things is because really once you realize that there is a challenge, the reality is it is figure outable. You know,
yeah.
Like Marie Forleo, is it Marie Forleo? Anyways, there's a gal that wrote a book called Everything is Figure Outable. And there's the point being there's always a solution. So what I am finding with that whole there's a thousand things that I need to do kind of thing, which I think has always kind of been a thing for me. It's easy for me to like not keep things in order, if that makes sense, in my mind. So anyways, I work on prioritizing. It's like, and then whatever it is, so I have used various methods over the years, but I think my favorite way to kind of organize my thoughts is it's like a brain dump. Just like jot all the things down and then pick the one thing. And so what I have currently been working on is really helping me is to take, to have like specific, one specific thing that I am actually doing right now. So it's like right now, be where my feet are at. Right now I'm doing the podcast, and then I'm working to just like really channel in, or whatever the term would be, into this moment. Like here, I'm here right now, and everything else is as it should be in my life. Like the kids mm-hmm. don't actually need me to worry about them right now. They're teenagers, yeah. They are fine. They're probably sleeping. And you know, you get my point. Like it's just like we can kind of let our brain go instead of staying right here right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And it's a practice, right? Like mindfulness is a practice. So I wanted to remind people as we're discussing this, like this is a practice that you can decide to, like a habit that you can decide to work on if you choose and see the relevance. And then it, with time, you can get better at it. But we are in no way wanting to make anyone feel bad if this is something they struggle with. Because the reality is yeah. we all have varying levels of ability to focus. Mm-hmm. That means that there are things that you can do to help yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good point. So before we get into the things that can help us, I was looking on the Indie neurofeedback site on what constant distraction does to our brain. So, it says on there, frequent distractions create a physiological hyper alert state that activates adrenaline and cortisol, which is stress indicators. So, and cortisol kind of, you know, cancels out all that feel good serotonin and dopamine that, you know, affect us in a lot of ways, poorly. And I even read on there that it could like affect us in the way that missing a whole night's sleep could. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because, you know, distractions, we think, oh yeah, everybody does it, which they do, but there's also ways to help combat that to that are best for our own bodies, and that can help us to function in the most optimal ways. I don't know about interesting. But yeah.
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 Yeah. Jen, you got anything else on that?
Yeah. Well, are we ready for tools?
I'm ready for tools.
Okay. So sorry, I wanted to make sure you were
I'm ready.
That your thought process was wrapped up there. So
that's good.
I wanted to give, like, I have really, honestly, like, an entire list of things that, like, you know, you could do. And, yeah, but you can, honestly, you can Google that. But I wanted to give you three things that when you are feeling unfocused, or you realize, like, oh, I'm feeling really discombobulated. That's a word I like to use. But unfocused. Or maybe you're like, man, I had a long day and I, like, you feel overwhelmed. Like, that's the feeling that I'm thinking of. It's like the end of the day and you're feeling really overwhelmed or whatever. You need to focus. Okay, here's three things that hopefully are very tangible, helpful things for you, because they have been for me. First of all, I wanted to tell you my biggest, like, thing lately is 40 hertz. So,
ooh,
you can Google. And I wish that I had the notes here so I could just tell you right now, but maybe it's not that important right now why it works. But music or sound, there's therapeutic sound, right? Like the wow, stumbling over that.
No, you're doing great. I've invested in this.
Certain hertz are healing for our bodies, okay? So certain vibrations of sounds,
like,
okay?
H-E-R-T-Z?
Yes.
Not hertz, H-U-R-T-S. Okay, that makes sense. H-E-R-T-Z.
I was like, how do I tell people what hertz are? Like, my brain went, see, unfocused.
Hey,
no, I'm just teasing.
No, it's good.
Okay. So, 40 hertz. There's like science to prove this. If you listen to the Andrew Huberman podcast, he's a neuroscientist, and he like does a whole spiel on it. If you can look it up on YouTube, but that's where he got this from. But he's like, turn it on for like 5 minutes before focused work. Or if you're feeling really distracted and you want to feel focused. And I tell you, it works.
Really?
It really, really, really helps me. Like, if I want to, like, sit down and do focused work, I actually just, like, put it into my ears. But the way that this, it works, it actually helps with focus, memory, and concentration. So.
That's cool.
That is the frequency for that. And then another thing is breathing. So, in this case, I'm not necessarily saying, though, it's helpful to go in every day for 5 minutes, three times a day, breathe, you know, deep breathing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, to get more oxygen into your body, it will help you. So I learned this thing recently to plug one nostril. I don't remember again why it works, but and take a really deep breath and then plug the other one and do that. Really deep belly breath. And then, like, just do that a couple times. It really is helpful. Okay. And then protein. I recognize that if you have been following me for a hot minute, I do talk about protein. It's like my BFF. But here's the thing. Protein is grounding. And when we are grounded, we're in our body, less squirrel syndrome happens.
Yeah.
So.
That's very true. I like that.
Try it out. There's some good tools. There's some other stuff, and if you want to know more, I mean, I'd be happy to fill your ear full of things that I've learned if you would like. But for now, we're gonna, I think, wrap this up. But if you want to talk about what's been going on for you and have a little help with deciding what's the one next step that would be most helpful for you, I would love to hop on a free clarity call with you. That's where we get on a Zoom call and chat about all the things for you, where you want to go and all that. And I'll help you decide what step is best for you to take next. And I can also give you some ideas of how we can work together. That would be good for you. Otherwise, I hope you have a good day. Oh, and the link to book that call is in the show notes.
Yes, so click it.
Yeah, that if this resonates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, hope you have a beautiful day.
Yep. Ta-ta for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. Your dynamic duo is here. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And, well, we're talking about something kind of fun this week. I don't know. I mean, I feel kind of inspired already. But, Jen, what are we talking about? Tell us.
We're talking about decluttering.
Ooh.
Yeah, because honestly, if you're here, you're likely similar to us in the way that, well, let's face it, most of, I think, the population deals with this, but that we have been working on our food stuff, like our emotional eating, I guess, is probably the best way to say it. So with that being said, we felt like decluttering would be a good topic to talk about because less stress literally leads to less need to eat as a way to cope or using food to cope or emotional eating.
Yeah, now we're not just talking about the decluttering of our houses or those junk drawers or the closets of that, but more so on a grander scheme of things, not just decluttering life in general. Now, you might be like, what the heck? But I think this is good for everybody to hear and just to be challenged with, because I mean, for me, as I began thinking about this, I tend to hold a lot of stress, and I wonder why and where does it come from. And I think I try and fit too many things sometimes, and I don't often sit back and think, what do I need right now, or what do I need more or less of? And
thank you. Thank you.
Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. Your dynamic duo is here. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And, well, we're talking about something kind of fun this week. I don't know. I mean, I feel kind of inspired already. But, Jen, what are we talking about? Tell us.
We're talking about decluttering.
Ooh.
Yeah, because honestly, yeah. If you're here, you're likely similar to us in the way that, well, let's face it, most of, I think, the population deals with this, but that we have been working on our food stuff, like our emotional eating, I guess, is probably mm-hmm. the best way to say it. So with that being said, we felt like decluttering would be a good topic to talk about because less stress literally leads to less need to eat as a way to cope or yeah. using food to cope or emotional eating.
Yeah, now we're not just talking about the decluttering of our houses or those junk drawers or the closets of that, but more so on a grander scheme of things, not just decluttering life in general. Now, you might be like, what the heck? But I think this is good for everybody to hear and just to be challenged with, because, I mean, for me, as I begin thinking about this, I tend to hold a lot of stress, and I wonder why and where does it come from. And I think I try and fit too many things sometimes, and I don't often sit back and think, what do I need right now, or what do I need more or less of? And
Thank you.
Thank you.